So how did Subject 3 come about?
That's a funny question. I think I had wanted to just do another short film. I was kind of, because I've written and produced for a long time, and I had never really considered directing. It had always just been sort of like, you know, you didn't really hear about female directors a lot when I was growing up and when I was first getting into the industry. And I was sort of making this transition from comedy, and I've always loved sci-fi and horror. And I really grew up on anime. And that was sort of like what I had to look forward to when I would come home from school. And so I wanted to do something that felt, you know, a little bit darker and sort of played into, had a little bit more character development and depth. And so I just thought, hey, a pandemic would be cool. And this was, of course, before we actually lived in a pandemic.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So in terms of working within genre, because it is very much a horror kind of sci-fi short, did you find that you were at all limited in terms of, I don't know, I guess perceived genre requirements or anything like that?
I think when you're, you know, an indie filmmaker and you don't have a lot of resources or money, I think that's kind of what limits you, of like, how big can you make this world with what you actually have access to? And I actually really like working within those creative limitations. I think there becomes a problem when you can just kind of throw money at any problem and solve it. And, you know, you're not having to do the work of like, well, is this the best way to tell the story? And how can I get this across with what I actually have access to? So that for us, that was kind of like, you know, crazy how much life reflected it. But I was like, oh, well, if everyone was sick, we would all wear masks.
Absolutely. The film is about this sort of global pandemic that has caused many deaths, but is also a very personal story about your character. Was it difficult to sort of measure those elements?
I mean, I think I always start with like I love world building, but that always feels like those things go together with like the human aspects. And for me, this piece was really, you know, I wanted to tell a story of how like men's decisions at the top and the people with power, their decisions often end up affecting women and really take root in their body. And so that was the hidden metaphor in sort of this world. And I like taking those sort of, you know, bigger ideas and putting them into really personal stories.
Absolutely. Because the film features this young woman trying to escape a sort of medical professor who has an extreme and morally questionable approach to curing the disease. There's this theme of progress at any cost, you know, and how appropriate that is.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little about this theme?
Yeah. I mean, I think we live it every day. You know, I think progress at any cost is a great way to put it. I mean, if you just look at what's happening in America right now, there's a lot of people being left behind, and throughout history, there's always been a lot of people left behind. And, you know, I think a lot of different people get left behind. I think where I relate to the most is, you know, I'm privileged in a lot of ways, but also being a woman, we're not always included in every conversation. And, you know, we have a long history of also being left behind. So, that's kind of where that piece came from.
And there is concurrently this recurring theme of public skepticism of medical institutions and practices, which has become especially relevant now. And in particular, your film portrays a sort of character questioning face masks. Was that an important theme for you at the time you were making the film?
Yeah, I think that was sort of to justify why not everyone wore face masks all the time. but also because, like, in my mind, working out the disease was that it took effect in the blood. And so you would have to actually, you know, kind of like zombies, get bitten or actually have something enter your bloodstream. And I mean, I had no idea that, but it sounds like coronavirus actually is kind of similar in that way, but it enters your bloodstream through like the back of your mouth. And I didn't know that was possible. So I think it was like even these two officers that are part of like this containment force, that they are even questioning their authority and kind of, you know, I think when you're sort of dealing with this like mass trauma for too long, people sort of get numb to it, no matter what it is. And at some point decide to stop following rules too. which, you know, I think we're very much seeing right now.
Subject 3 is a very short film, but with a very large story and a big world implied by it. Were you interested in telling a larger story or potentially returning to this world?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd always wanted to do a feature version of it as well, of a little bit more in depth of Cassie's relationship with her professor and sort of that like small story within that world, but really fleshing that out. And this was meant to be a little bit more of like an overview of the world and the aftermath and sort of the consequences. And I, you know, I would love to come back to it in the future and really just to get to explore everything that could have happened and did happen in my mind in this world.
I believe that this was you mentioned earlier, it was your first time in the director's chair. How was the process of production for you from this perspective?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I think because I've been producing for so long and I edit all my films and I'm really hands-on in a lot of ways, that it wasn't that different. I've co-directed a little bit before, but I love it. Like, and I think a director's job is really easy when you have the right people. And I'm so lucky to know really talented crew and cast who are just willing to come out and help for projects that they believe in. So I feel really lucky in that way.
Fantastic. And this is also after many years of acting experience.
Yeah.
Do you think that that experience has affected your approach to directing? And do you think that you're the kind of director you'd hope to work with as an actor?
Oh my God. I'm like, I would hope so, that I would want to work with me. I guess I do tell myself what to do when I'm in front of the camera too. I think, yeah, acting has absolutely informed my directing. And I think I know what it's like to be in those vulnerable positions. And you know, there's this moment that you always get in acting where you're like in front of camera and you're so close, you're like almost there. But like just having the director's permission to fully go there is what I think makes some of the best performances. And so I think that's what I hope to do as far as working with actors, is just let them explore and let them go as far as they want to, you know, and I can kind of guide it a little bit as well. But I think just sometimes all you need as an actor is just that permission to let out what's inside of you and what you're feeling.
I mean, that sounds like it's really informed how you'll go about directing and sort of being a very supportive director of your actors.
And that's really, I mean, I think having a safe and supportive environment to create is the most important to me, because I think sometimes in film we forget that like we're still making movies and it's not supposed to be this really intense experience. And don't get me wrong, it gets intense when you're working long hours and things fall apart, which they always do somehow, but it should still feel like a supportive environment even through all that. And I just, you know, I'm never going to be the person to yell at people when it's not going the right way. That's just, I've seen that happen on set and I, you know, I kind of lose respect a little, and I understand things happen, but I think that, you know, there's no room for devaluing your crew from to the smallest role. Like, the production assistants still do so much, you know, like and the set wouldn't be possible without them. So I'm a big fan of kindness and respect for every level.
That sounds excellent. And so you wouldn't be an advocate of that kind of what I like to think of as method directing, the sort of, oh, we need this character to feel really isolated and cut off from the group, so let's do that by isolating them and cutting them off from the group.
I think that there's a time and place for that, right? Like, okay. I think that, you know, if it was something where I wanted one of my actors to feel isolated, I would probably work with them a little bit more one-on-one. And then scenes that didn't include them, I would work with the other people one-on-one. So I'm not necessarily against creating distance, but I wouldn't also want them to feel alienated. Like, I wouldn't stop them from talking to the other people or like becoming friends, because that's also kind of up to them for what they need to get there. You know, I trust my actors and I trust pretty all of my cast and crew that they're gonna, you know, let me know what they need as well.
Now, you touched on this earlier, but what do you feel are the sort of benefits of specifically making a short film? Is it mainly practical concerns that dictated that, or is there a potential there that you enjoy?
I like short films. I think they're a muscle in and of themselves. Like, because to tell a story in a limited amount of time and space is a really hard thing to do. I mean, I think going to so many film festivals, I watched so many shorts, and you either have people try to bite off more than they can chew and tell too long of a story, or they turn into sort of more like vignette pieces. And there's nothing wrong with either of those things. And I totally can relate to both of those feelings, but I also love the challenge of like, okay, how can I tell something complete and really drop people into an experience in a limited amount of time?
Fantastic. So what will you be doing next? Do you have any other directorial projects in mind?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of in the writing seat right now. I'm working on a novel that I've been working on for the last, I think year probably now. It's a YA fantasy novel. So I'm excited about that. That's made, I think, just my writing overall a lot better. I never knew how hard writing a book would be, but it's hard. And I'm also directing a couple more projects. One for my friend who's a very talented young actor, and he kind of came to me with this idea, a sci-fi artificial intelligence idea, and we've been working out the script together. So I'm really excited to get another chance to direct and just collaborate with more people.
Excellent. That sounds fantastic. And where can our listeners enjoy Subject for 3?
So it is still on private right now. I did release it for a few days, but we're waiting to hear back just from a few more festivals. And, you know, out of respect, I always like to keep it hidden until we hear final decisions. And then it'll just be on my Vimeo, which is vimeo.com/Teresa Decker, but it looks like Dutcher. So you'll get there.
Fantastic. Well, we'll be sure to include a link along with this interview.
Yeah, thank you so much. This has been so fun.
Excellent. Thank you very much.